Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Audio Frontier.
Larson. Oh, he's in! Henrik Larson! That is sensational! Is there going to be a twist in the tail? Lovercrantz! Yes, there is! Nakamura! Pedro Mendes! That is just brilliant!
Welcome to Rangers Daft versus Celtic Daft as we take a look back at the Scottish Cup semi-final between the two Glasgow Giants. And if they were actual Giants, one would be the jolly, or maybe not so jolly in this case, Green Giant, representing the unjolly Green Giant. And just in case you're confused by the metaphor, that is Celtic. And it is Chris Toll, and representing the opposition, it's Grado and Stephen Corbyn.
That's better. That was good. That was good.
Good turn of phrase.
Right, how are we, guys?
Fucking shattered, mate, to be honest with you.
Mate, what a weekend I've had. I'll tell you about it, honestly.
Right, okay, 2 days after, boys. Stephen, we couldn't record it on Monday because Stephen was absolutely hanging after Sunday, and you might have seen Twitter streaming, you can probably tell from that. He had a few drinks on Sunday.
Who was it that went and said, what if I tell you you've eaten too much chocolate eggs? That was
that's,
funny, man.
That's your missus' favourite actor. Ian.
Ian Robertson. I
really
fancy her,
so
how about it?
Aye, Sarah, how about it?
Yeah, so too many chocolate eggs for Stephen on Sunday. Chris, going to come to you first. How are you feeling after that?
There's no fucking... You can't argue. There's no argument at all. Rangers fucking were the better team by a mile. And it's just... I don't know, man. It's as if sometimes we don't turn up, sometimes Rangers don't turn up. It's... When was the last time we played Celtic Rangers and the both of them were right fucking up for it and it was a proper good game? It's as if one team doesn't turn up every time.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I agree with that, mate. I agree with that.
It's true. Stephen, Grado, feelings?
I went to Liverpool on Friday, had a good wee drink down at Albert Docks, went to Anfield on Saturday, up the road on Sunday, done the job and just get absolutely out my bin.
Stephen, see if that's what you need to do to make yourself feel popular, then fair enough.
Grado, what about you? What did you watch the game?
I was at the game. I was in.
Oh, did you get a ticket? Good.
I was in an off stand, but I went. I must admit, see the Saturday, even the Sunday morning, I felt this is bizarre. It didn't feel like an old firm. I think just because Thursday night and how much a high we're on and everybody's just desperate to try and book tickets to Seville and try and get tickets for Germany, that suddenly it was 2 hours to kick off and you're like, what? An old firm, when are you getting mm-hmm. up the road? Mm-hmm. I watched it, brilliant.
You mentioned Thursday there, we'll talk more about that, I think, on Football Daft, because I think we need to talk about that definitely in full. But let's talk about the game just on Sunday, just now. Right, let's start lineups, guys. Couple of changes in there for Celtic. Abada came in, Chris. Was the start lineup that went out by Ange, was that the one you would have went with, Chris?
Do you know what? Kyogo is clearly still not fit, as you have seen. I think it's really the only starting lineup he could have had. I would have had Abada in anyway, because I think Abada is in every game that he's played against Rangers, he's played really well. So I would have had him in. Unfortunately, obviously, he's pulled up quite early. But that would have been the team that I would have picked. So, you know, I mean, you can't really lay any blame at the manager's door. It's the players that have been out there and they've no kicked their own arse.
Yeah. It's funny you're saying that about Kyogo being fit. In the back of my mind, I've heard since we had that boy on for the Celtic podcast, remember he went and said something about Kyogo behind the scenes has been fit, but they've been keeping him. Remember he said that?
Yeah. Aye, Jamie said aye.
It's all well and good being fit behind the scenes, but
match fitness.
Aye, exactly, Stevie. Match fitness is a problem there. And especially in that type of match where you're coming on and it's blood and thunder and they're fucking, there's tackles flying in left, right and centre. You know what I mean? It's a, it was a silly move to hold him off for so long. I would have played him against St Johnson.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, the big eyebrows getting raised from the Rangers' perspective was that McLaughlin came in, kind of the only real change from Thursday. I mean, were you surprised to see McLaughlin in the sticks, though he's played in all the cup games?
Bob, I don't know about you, right? I was standing outside Hampden when the teams got announced, and we have been saying for a couple of weeks to get McLaughlin in goals, but see when the actual teams got announced...
Shut yourself.
I was like, oh no, did you know what he's doing here? I can't remember that wee bit. Did you not get that wee bit at all?
Aye.
Like, mate. We have been shouting for this since Christmas, and as soon as he actually done it, I went, oh no, man, I hope he's doing it here.
Mate, I just had some eat and the boys come round, or my mates come round here, and I said, it's the same team for Thursday. And they're like, no, it's not. And I was like, aye, it is. Mate, I didn't even notice it said McLaughlin. I've just told to them and they said, it's McLaughlin. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. It's like, oh, it's dodgy, isn't it, man?
That's the thing. See, when the teams were announced, that Keane it was, it told me, he's like, hey, look at the Rangers team, and straight away I went like, your fucking beauty McGregor's not playing.
Mm.
That was my reaction. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like the last two games, all right, Celtic have won them, but see if McGregor wasn't in goals, it would have been cricket scores.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Aye.
It didn't help, but as well, because we were all moaning about the what keeper was it on Saturday? The fuck.
Man City keeper.
Man City keeper.
Stephen.
Aye. That didn't help me either with what happened with him playing on Saturday.
Aye.
In the back of my mind, I'm going, oh no.
That's adding to your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so you quite confident, go. I mean, you're both pretty much said. I mean, obviously, McLaughlin got the nod because he's been playing the cup games rather than McGregor. So both fairly confident with the lineups. I mean, it was a bit, but I mean, there was a lot of tackles flying. I mean, we'll get Bobby Madden in a wee bit, but a lot of, he let the game flow initially. Do you think that was the right decision by him? Because there was a lot of, but I mean, the McGregor challenge, we had the Lundstrom challenge, he was letting them go. Was that the right thing to do in an old firm, or should he have clamped down in the early doors with the McGregor challenge initially?
If a referee wants to keep a holiday, a match like that, right, it needs to be, see the first hard tackle that goes in, he needs to put his mark on the game.
Well, he should have given a penalty in the second minute then.
Right, what happened?
McGregor on
Roof. McGregor on, so Kent?
No, I think it was Roof.
I don't even remember the one.
See, it was a chance. The ball, we've won the ball in the middle of the park. Ramsey's played it to Kent. I'm sure it was Grado, and he's ready to take a shot and hurry out of the bar. But McGregor's absolutely fucking emptied him.
Yeah, there was a free kick given for that, though, wasn't there?
No, nothing.
Nothing given.
It was in the box.
Nothing.
We talked about the same one.
Aye, it's the second minute.
The second minute. He didn't really touch him there, did he?
He did.
Okay.
I'm talking about the one
that just came about 10 minutes in, the one in Aribo.
Oh, yeah. That as well.
I think at the end of the day, the guy said a fucking dreadful game for both sides.
I think so. I mean,
you know, I mean, he said a terrible, terrible game, but it's we've come to expect this. The standard of refereeing in Scottish football is absolutely shocking from top to bottom.
But see, you're saying that, I totally agree with you, but was there anything in that game that you got wrong that made a big, big difference to the outcome? In terms of...
It could, because it should have been 2-0 instead of 2-1, because for their goal, it was never a free kick.
Oh, that's cleared that up.
I think it was a free kick. Maybe it was fucking light, but it was still a free kick. I think he's gave it for before Carter Vickers actually like goes down. I think he's given it for the foul just previous to that on Carter Vickers, where they're jostling, but your man puts his leg in front of him. Carter Vickers doesn't go down, but it's a foul. I think that's what he's gave that for. But it's like he says, it's fucking the standard is just absolutely abysmal. It's totally
it's terrible, and it's laughable. Some, like, you see some games. Watch some games in the Champions League and down south, and you go, the officials are so fucking on it. Do you know what I mean? They're on it. But up here, it's just, it's amateur hour. But to be fair, some of the tackles I've seen get in, it kind of, I don't know if I'm maybe going to contradict myself a bit here. Maybe the refereeing wasn't great at some parts, but it was a wee bit of a throwback to an old fucking blood and thunder all for him, and I went, I like this. And I like Lundstrom fucking leaving it on McGregor right away. I don't mind that.
I'll be honest with you, mate. You see, if I was on that pitch, I'd absolutely shite it for a Lundstrom tackle.
I'm talking of Lundstrom. I mean, were you guys surprised? I mean, the big talk he's went through that match really and not got a booking. I mean, I've seen some statistics being thrown up on Twitter. But
I'm surprised he didn't get a yellow card.
That in the first half was a booking. That was a booking.
Yeah, I don't think McGregor.
I don't think you'll have any Rangers fans disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
what about Chris Sutton? Like, Lundstrom's already been booked. Why is he not getting sent off for that? He's not being booked. He's like, oh, aye, he should have.
Good comeback. But I mean, he was a star man for Rangers.
He was brilliant. He's becoming so. He's got to be one of the first names in that team sheet, man. Especially under Gio, he's just totally fucking turned the corner. Because I mean, it wasn't that long ago when Gio came in. You're going right, he'll be out the door. Lundstrom will be away in January, and he's absolutely. As much as he's cementing Celtic players out there, he's cementing his own fucking place in the team. He is.
What do you think's different?
I think he's just been given a role in the team where a new manager's come in, a clean slate, and he's just went, right, I need to prove myself here. And I think there's a lot of in his aims within himself going, when Gerrard was there, it was kind of like a stoke start when he signed. He wasn't playing much then. He was out the team he was in. Gerrard's left. I think it's just a clean slate. I think maybe the best thing happening to him was maybe Gerrard gone. Do you know what I mean? Because the players are having a chance to prove themselves again.
And it's not just him. It's like Bassey as well. Bassey's mm-hmm. had leaps and bounds for Van Bronckhorst as well. The thing with Lundstrom, everybody would have took him leaving in January. Wouldn't have batted an eyelid on it. But mm-hmm. it just goes to show you, and it's probably a right kind of there if you have. There's a total example to give somebody a bit of time to settle in.
Aye, definitely.
You're right, mate. And do you know what? See, Bassey's a great player.
He's
a really good player, man.
Lundstrom for me, man, in the last week, I've just seen that, mate, celebrations, that, singing blues.
That run, see that running like fucking 112 minutes against Braga, and he takes out about three players. Man,
what I'm saying, Bob, man. I mean, just the team for Thursday night, I know I'm kind of going off on a wee bit of tangent, but to play the 120 minutes on Thursday and then keep that up for the Sunday. Man, mm-hmm. what brilliant, superb, mm-hmm. proud.
I mean, he had one of the great chances of the first half as well. There wasn't that many chances. Aribo had a couple of headers. Maybe should have done better with one of them. But that shot off the post from Lundstrom as well.
I think for the first half especially, I think Rangers, he kept getting into such good positions, man, but it was just the decision-making in the final third was so frustrating. Like, times where Barisic just get him, you're going, just fucking rattle that right across the six-yard box or even go for goal, but he tries to hang it up at the back stick. Kent with a chance where Ramsey's played him short. There was just a couple of decision-makings, you're going, if you put the proper ball in there, man, it's a goal. Do you know what I mean? But
and then Celtic go and score. I mean, I was watching the game with Farno, and I said, it looks to me like there's only one goal in this game. One goal is going to decide.
I've seen that at half time.
I said that as well. My mate, listen to this. My mate had 2-1 Celtic with Greg Taylor for the first goal, right? And it was 475-1. They had a tenner on it, so he was nearly getting 5 bags back, right? And he texts me and sent me a picture. I went like, listen, Rangers could play here until next fucking Sunday and they're not going to score a goal. It wasn't, this text hadn't finished sending yet. I see the minute I seen Arfield coming on, I was like, right, this game's going to change here. Because he's genuinely the one Rangers player that any time he plays against us, he always gets pass marks. He knows what it's all about. He's died in the wool, do you know what I mean? And he wasn't coming on for the game to pass him by. So when he came on
and was like, smelt blood and just was, he wasn't laying that part, man, without, and I think obviously with the missing Thursday night as well, he's went out there.
Aye.
To be fair, mate, he smelt blood because he's up to his knees in it, isn't he?
Talks 2022, mate.
But I mean, before that, obviously the Greg Taylor goal, was that from the training ground? You think, Toe? Everyone's going, that was.
Oh, mate, you seen?
Kick the ball off that defender's ankle and it'll go to the bottom corner.
No, see, honestly, see, before he went to take the free kick, my mate Tam went, they have worked on this, because see when you watch it and gets Jota putting the ball down, he rattles the ball two or three times.
Oh, is that we can aggie?
And Tam, my mate Tam, we're like that, they're going to try some here. Bish, bash, bosh. I'm like, no fucking way, man.
It's when funny thinking about that, innit? It's funny how
watch it, but he goes to put the ball down, he goes, fuck, he battles, he does that about two or three times.
But isn't that funny to imagine their decision making at training? Right, see if we do this, man. Right, I'll buy I'll get in the ball and I'll go, and that's it. I'll different. And then we'll know within this wee one.
And actually, it's like the two hands up at the corner, or the one hand up at the corner.
Oh, but they always put two hands up at the corner. It doesn't matter where the ball's going, they just put it up. But anyway, it doesn't mean.
Mate, that's just at Falkirk, man.
But the game could have been so much different if Carter Vickers had scored that chance. It was very, very, very similar to the one he did at Ibrox. Do you think if that had went in, boys, do you think that could have been
game? That's it.
Yeah.
If it goes to 2-0, it's finished, I think. But you know what? He's got the full goal to aim at. See if it falls to anybody else. He's like you say, John, he's leaning back as well. If it falls to anybody else, if Kyogo manages to swivel on it, it's a goal, do you know what I mean? But It's unlucky because he's a centre half. If it falls to an attacking player, I think it's a goal.
And then, like say, Arfield comes on, lifts the game. On that, I thought substitute wise, Rangers played it really, really well, because what came from the Celtic bench, I mean, you had a few troubles and injuries, Chris, but obviously, you know, Ralston coming on for Juranovic, Welsh coming on for Taylor, I'm presuming that was...
That was bizarre for me.
Very
like, Taylor, apart from the goal, Taylor was shocking.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Rogic picked up a knock as well, so Kyogo came on for him.
I was loving that when he went off Rogic.
Saying that, Stevie, you're saying you're loving it. I know he's got the ability to change a game, but Calvin Bassey absolutely nullified him for the
I know, thing. but mate, it only takes a fucking wee swivel with his hips, man, a turn on that left peg, fuck's sake. Not
but, by the way, my hip was in my mouth when I caught Bassey with Rogic, because every time he was come right out of position to deal with Rogic, and I was...
That was obviously... Geo's, that's something they've worked on.
No, I know, but still
Lundstrom was falling in.
But there's still that space there, and my trust in Bassey in a centre-half isn't as big as a fullback, do you know what I mean?
Aye.
So I can see it coming a mile away, and they were doing it every time, 1-2, aye, getting to Rodgers, Bassey, you know that way? But he dealt with him, so it was fine.
I mean, looking at the other subs for Rangers, that was kind of Celtic subs, didn't entirely work out for Celtic. But then look at Rangers, Davis came on for Jack, brought a bit of calmness to the game. Obviously, we spoke about Arfield. Again, we've got to talk about Aaron Ramsey. I mean, again, hobbling off injured. Is he done at Rangers now?
He's not got much left.
It's just not worked out. Hold on. That keeps doing that. No, it's just not worked out, mate. I think he's holding his hamstring and down the tunnel. So, no, like Grado said, there's not many games left. So, I think we'll be lucky if we see him again.
Yeah, that's a shame. I have to say, and you guys have been very big critics of it, I thought Scott Wright had a decent game when he came on.
He did, man, and I'll be the first to admit, when he came on, I kind of groaned. I thought maybe he would have went with Lowry. I thought this is his chance, and I've kind of seen it in the stars. Maybe Lowry will come on and kind of boss this game, but Stephen Wright, remember he played with Rangers years ago? Scott Wright well and fucking took care of himself, fast as fuck.
Scott Wright was decent when he came on, he did, and he added a bit of...
He's the whitest guy that's ever been fucking on a football pitch, isn't he? You notice, he's almost translucent.
But it goes to extra time, right? And so I'm guessing you're thinking Rangers have just had that 120 minutes there on Thursday. Celtic looked like they were blowing out of their arse.
Ryan messaged me, right? I think it was about halfway through the second half. Ryan texts me, he goes like that. Is it us or is it them that played 120 minutes on Thursday night? And he's absolutely right. Celtic.
So is that why the Celtic fans were so quiet? They're texting, man. No, is he texting you?
he always texts me during the game. He likes to show off to his pals that he knows too.
I think the first half extra time, Celtic were the better team. I think that was I think we let Celtic get a bit of foothold in the game, but it was the second period extra time. I think Rangers just went, like, come on, let's go for this, man. And you looked dead on your feet the second half extra time, but we looked as if we had a fucking enough few gears to go. But the first half extra time,
looked as if you'd had a couple of gears already.
But I mean, again, another player you guys have been critical of.
He done well, Sakala. Yeah, he did. He done well. The little man from Zambia done well. He did.
I know, and you're buffing it as well because he made, obviously, Roof and Barisic were fucked, right? But at that point of the game, John, I'm going, these are two penalty kick takers, because that's what I'm thinking.
I just thought
penalty, yeah. And I thought, bastard man, I'm going, Gio, what is he doing? Just let them go. Obviously, they're fucked, but at the end of the day, it paid off, man.
He's run for the goal was phenomenal, man. He made Starfelt had to cover him, and for that goal, he's come right in, and you're going, it was great forward play for Sakala, man. It was a great
one. Do you know what? You can't really fault. I thought Celtic's defence played well, believe it or not, on Sunday.
I don't think Starfelt had much of a chance for that.
There's nothing that he could have done. Apart from if he leaves the ball, somebody could be coming in behind him. So he's got to try and make some sort of contact with the ball. And it's just one of the things, man. It's done and it's over now. But it's at the time, folk will have been screaming and bawling at him because it's an OG, but there's absolutely nothing he could have done with it.
I'm with Carl Starfelt because I've scored 3 own goals in the last 3 games of 7 asides, which has to be a fucking record, by the way. Nothing he could do about it. I'm with you, Carl.
We're all Carl Starfelt.
But no, I mean, and then obviously Rangers see it out. What was the atmosphere like there in the Rangers end at the end?
Just nuts, man. Body parts everywhere. And it was just, but it's funny, but because somebody behind me was like, what about Stephen Purden? I seen in the podcast, he'll never be back at Hampden today.
Hey, that's me and the boys are sitting going, of all games,
I know.
But I'm obviously going, can I go to the final? We can't go. But I'm not staying in this. I know. But it's just honestly, man, I said that to the boys. I said, I wish I was there. Of all the fucking games at Hampden I've been in, I'm going, but fuck it, I still had that. A great thing.
Sometimes it's better watching it with your mates.
Aye.
You know?
Well, as I say, like the last time I was at a game like that was the was it 4-0 we get a bit hard, they get pulled off at before half time. So I kind of had that in the back of my mind because I always just think that's just these games that I go to, it never happens for me. So I was just delighted.
You were there with Fletch Gray though, weren't you?
Fletch was there. Fletch was wanting to come on the podcast, man. I forgot to get in and get him.
Who's Fletch?
Well, if you don't know who Fletch is the man who dodged around or went Billy Big Boss, tried to buy all the vodka for Scott Arfield, and then decided to get Grado to pay for it. So
that's not exactly how it went, but you can say it like that if you want.
It kind of roughly went that way. Managers after the game, Ange Postecoglou says, I don't think any player from either side left that pitch without giving everything they had. Probably agree with that. Games like these are decided on moments, and unfortunately it didn't happen for us. You got to understand, take that disappointment and fuel it for future endeavours. We've had a lot of setbacks this year. We've had a lot of setbacks this year. We've just overcame them really, really well and really quickly. We've got 5 games now to become champions. I always quite like the way Ange speaks. He always says...
I fucking love him, man. I absolutely love him.
We've said it before, Bo, but it's very hard to
not
dislike
to, not to like him.
He seems like a good guy.
That you would just fucking talk to about football in the pub, didn't he?
But it was brilliant pumpkins, man. No, I'm not sitting on Rangers Daffy Selig Daff said about how much I love Ange Postecoglou, man.
Gio after the game said to play extra time 2 times in 4 days, the players were magnificent.
And we now they're wanting to bring the Motherwell game forward, they'll be fucking
We'll get into that in a minute. We had to dig deep and we did it as a team. We're proud that we are in the final. It's important to be in the final, but the most important thing is to win the final. We haven't won anything yet. We want to achieve something, and the belief is there that we can win the cup. Can you beat Hearts in that final, boys?
Of course, it'll be a very hard game.
Hearts are playing really, really well.
A good team.
And you've got to remember, it's still a mega monkey on our back, no winning a domestic Fingway trophy
since
like that.
Since you beat Falkirk in 2009, yeah.
What about, I know obviously this is Celtic Rangers stuff, but just touching on that Hearts and Hibs game, that was a great game, by the way.
That was some goal with Kingsley, wasn't it?
I just seen the goals, the two hearts, the first goal and the second goal were fucking sweet.
And we talk about the refereeing, we talk about obviously Bobby Madden in that match there, I mean, fucking Beaton in that match was terrible as well.
Was Beaton refereeing that match?
Beaton! Beaton! John Beaton.
How long was they playing on Sunday? Beaton!
It was terrible.
They're having a mare, Beaton!
Beaton. Beaton and Madden are the two worst. They're a bad bunch.
They were, and there's them doing both the semi-finals. It's like, oh, he was terrible.
Clancy's worse.
I think, mate, you took words out of my mouth, Gredo. I think Clancy's worse,
do you think?
I do.
Who's the best ref in Scotland, then, in your opinion?
Good
Alice.
I'll probably get pelters for this, off the Celtic fans, but I think the best one's Willie Collin.
Willie?
I really do. I think he's the best.
I think of the current ones, you know, Toll, I think you might be right. I think he's the best out of a bad bunch.
Yeah. Bobby Mann's got a good beard, though.
He does have a good beard.
Yeah, are you Willie come to us? Is that who you're basing your beard off of?
he's basing his beard off of me, mate.
Toll's Bobby Madden's mini-me.
We Chris Madden now.
Chris Madden.
It took me about six months to get to this point.
What's that game that you play? You guess? Guess who you're looking at?
Super Mario Bros.
We asked some of the listeners to get in touch with their hot takes from the match. Let's go through some of these, boys. Sean, having a keeper who wasn't afraid to come off his line was a huge boost for Rangers. And
by the way, mate, I'm telling you,
a few people have said that. I know.
I feel as if Celtic probably, I was going to say rehearsed, fuck's sake, but planned for that, planned for putting it in right on
McGregor.
McGregor and. Mate, McLaughlin handled it every time.
He looked really, really nervous for the first 10 minutes. But...
That's the thing. It's because every time, I don't know how many times we're trying to play it out for the back and we nearly shoot ourselves in the foot because we let that be my head. I run right into that. Goldson and McLaughlin were really bad for it to begin with. Do you know what I mean? You're going, at my head, man. He's like, fucking Duracell Bunny, doesn't he stop running, man? You're going, you can't, how many touches he's wanting? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We
play that way as well, and every time the ball's in our defence, my heart is in my fucking mouth. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they all want to hold on to it for way longer than they should.
Ruth's not my aider, man. He's not going to run as quick as him, man. That wee cunt doesn't stop.
Chris, I've actually got a question for you on Jota, right? I mean, my mate is... I've told you about my mate who said he would spend the $6 million on Carter Vickers as opposed to Jota. And he said, because he doesn't turn up on the big games, and he didn't turn up again there at the semi-final. Too much dilly-dallying in the ball, not enough final product. What did you make his performance? Because I've seen a few
since he's come back for his injury, he's not been the same player, John. And that's what it is. I thought he was tremendous right up until he gets his injury, and then since he came back, his injury is just not been the same at all. Mm-hmm. And I said a couple of weeks ago, I think we were on the same. It was either on the main show,
yeah,
or the
spend the money on Carter Vickers.
I would definitely spend the money on Carter
Vickers. We dealt with him pretty. We dealt with him all right. And do you know another one? When you just fucking roll the sleeves on, get stuck right in, doesn't look interested. Hatate, man, he didn't look.
I've been told.
His name's just Hatate. I don't know why I said man. Hatate man.
The worst superhero of all time. I get told a couple of days before the game that he's no settling, it was Ryan that messaged it onto me, forwarded it onto me for one of his pals. He's no settling. He's apparently when he get took off at half time. Ange went through him as well, and he's no happy at Celtic. So
he's definitely was the Celtic at the weekend. John's fucking getting all guns blazing, man.
He's played about 18 months of football, hasn't he? He's not had a break.
That was my point, John. He's played a season and a half.
Yeah.
Right, and you're going to be tired after that length of time. Do you know what I mean? So maybe once the summer gets over, we might see the way he was before he decided to stop playing football. fingers crossed, because from what we've seen, we know that he's definitely a player. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He can do it. And I hope that the stories about him not settling on the right, because it'd be a loss, because we know that we know what he can bring to the team. So fingers crossed it's all a lot of shite. But It's for Ryan, so it probably is a lot of shite.
Probably is a lot of shite in that case. More listeners with their hot takes. P. McBee says, too many keen to blame the ref for getting beat and only encouraged by those who should know better, i.e. Chris Sutton. His words previously caused abuse towards Combe, and he's now cheerleading for it to happen to Madden. You'll only be happy when someone gets hurt. Madden got some things right and some things wrong for both sides. Inevitably, though, it had no effect on the result, and the team who was the hungriest and more tactically aware won.
I agree with that.
I think Gio worked out a system against that worked well against Celtic. You know, the seemed to go.
No, he did. And we were talking earlier on, like the wee things like just Lundstrom dropping in, letting Bassey go right onto Rogic, and then I think his subs were pretty clever as well, injecting a wee bit of energy into the team the Melly game went on. And I agree with that per se. I think Rangers were just hungrier than Celtic, and we wanted it more, especially when it got to extra time. I think we wanted it more.
Chris, you agreed with that. You agree with that, don't you?
I can't remember what you said, mate. To be honest, I tuned out. Sorry, man.
John says we were shite. Rangers deserved the win, but Bobby Madden had a part to play in it. Shocking decision.
100%. That's what I says in the group chat right after the full time whistle. Rangers deserved their win. Fully deserved their win. They were the better team by a mile, but I thought the referee was shocking.
What major incident would have swung it in Celtic's favour that Madden got rang? But
when Madden got appointed.
Like Grado was saying, I don't remember her being somewhere.
I mean, that's the thing.
I can't remember a fucking thing about the game at all. And that's
But I know, and see the thing that annoys me. No, see, it's actually no funny. See, I actually don't find Bayfoot funny. See the shit with Sutton putting up his Instagram pictures and stuff like that. I don't think that's right, but also, it doesn't do any favours when Boyd puts a post underneath from on Instagram. I know, I just think...
It doesn't help when Bobby Madden's putting pictures up after the game.
But see, if you follow Bobby Madden on Instagram, which I do, he fucking posts every 2 minutes. Like, any game he does, if he put a crackery, a picture of Park Heat up a couple of weeks ago... Like,
under the lights.
Aye, under the lights. This big, the disco lights in the huddle, and he's standing in front of the huddle, and he's going, wow, what a sight. Or he says something like that, which then...
It's just self-awareness then, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? He's obviously lacking self-awareness if that's the case. But
I don't get what he's done wrong. He's just put up a picture saying Happy Easter. He's just the thing with he's just refed another game.
Remember me,
we were kind of falling out in the chat a couple of weeks ago, and I was going on about how the linesman's got it for Rangers, and that's how Celtic are going to win the league. And you said it was because Celtic are going to win the league because of the better team at that time. I'm just saying the exact same as you.
We were the better team on Sunday. Absolutely. Yeah, no, you won't get an argument out of me, but
I think
Rangers can still be the better team and the referee can have a bad game. You know, and it's not like major incidents, but...
No, but it's
Sutton and Hartson and everybody else.
It's the thing for that comment there for the listener saying Rangers were the better team, but Madden still had a part to play in that. And I want to know what massive game changer did Madden play?
Could the goal have been offside?
Game changer, though. You see it, right? To be fair, yeah, there's a ball here in it. There's a ball here in it.
4 minutes for the second half of extra time.
Aye, because we need
4 minutes. 4 minutes and a 15-minute half.
Aye, because we need to fucking give Celtic a chance.
There was talk about obviously Bassey, who put the cross in for the winning goal, being offside, his hand being offside. It would have been very, very
right,
hard.
Well, see, the thing is, if his hand's offside, he's not offside, because it can only be a part of your body that can play the ball. Right, that's the rule. If a part of your body...
I think someone's hand was just about playing him onside, if you know what I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. But if Tull say that's the rule, isn't it? They can only score if you can score it. You can't score a goal with your horn.
Exactly.
That was even said post match. Oh, his hand was kind of offside. Again, it just, you're like, shut the fuck
but
up.
But see, to be fair, see when the replay's going on, Martha, we were watching it in the bedroom because we've not got the fucking Sky set up in the living room yet. I'm off the bed, like, fucking offside, like, fucking out. He's clearly offside. Screaming and bawling. Do you know what I mean? See, when you sit back and you let the dust settle and stuff like that, and you look at it from an objective point of view, I don't think it's offside, right? I don't think it's offside because, like, there's fucking eight players between the the linesman and Bassi as well. Do you know what I mean? So, but I may be able to make that hair's width decision. You don't get an argument from me. And anyway, at the end of the day, like I said, Rangers deserve their win. At the end of the day, that's the fucking story. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just laughing. It's just the way I tell you about Bobby Madden's Happy Easter post. Just imagine you've seen that. See, that's control at Happy Easter. Happy Easter. You fucking tell Happy Easter.
I'll tell you something, but man, see for that winning goal, see the fucking engine Calvin Bassey's got, man.
Well, you seen the Forest
just off the bench trying to catch up with him, man. Fucking just that. What I mean?
Is Forest Race running a Celtic jersey, Chris?
He's still running trying to catch Bassey, you know?
It wouldn't make me sad not to see him in a Celtic shirt again, to be honest with you. But. Right. I think he's in with the wind, so he's one of the ones that will be there until fucking his shot falls off a peg.
Yeah, champ man season 28-29. There's 40-year-old James Forrest still playing.
Then a Kenny Miller turns up next week managing Falkirk.
Gary says the officials were rotten overall, not just for one side. Badly need full time officials and VAR. We've just been voted in today. We'll talk about more about that in football.
Do you know what I need to say as well? Right, see for Celtic school. There was about 3 or 4 Celtic players offside as well. And also, there was a point when Hatate went through and goal, remember? Maeda's a good, and this is no exaggeration, he's a good 4 yards offside. You know what I mean? And the linesman doesn't flag it. So, unless it's the Rangers player that's touched the ball before it, then he's not offside. But there's no way that he's a mile offside. So my point remains, the officials in Scottish football are fucking garbage.
A lot of people say that. Mick says Rangers experience told in the day Celtic missed Jack and Marcus. Who would have thought that in September or October? They did mention that kind of strength up front, didn't they, Chris, just for the hold up and what have you?
Aye, and you know, it's when you've got the three pretty much the same height as me, the forward line was, do you know what I mean? It was Jota, Maeda and Abada. I would have went with Abada through the middle, and they've went with Maeda through the middle, and Maeda, just as much as he's brilliant at running folk down and all that, I don't think he's a central striker. I really don't think he's a central striker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's maybe the one decision that I would say that Ange got wrong. But other than that, do you know, it's between the two teams now, it's a toss of a coin. Aye. It really is a toss of a coin. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the league game, because depending on, again, what Celtic and what Rangers turn up, it could... You just don't know getting into these games now.
Yeah. Sure says Bobby Madden had no impact on the result. Scott Wright will be a very useful player for Rangers next season with more game time. Bassey is tremendous. Rangers were tactically brilliant and need to use the same high press at Parkhead. Agreed, boys?
Absolutely. I don't know about the Scott Wright next season.
Yeah. Still, jury's
out.
Yeah. Scott said the only person more gassed than me this weekend was James Forrest trying to keep up with Bassey for the winner.
There you go.
And Chaz finishes up with the opposition won.
That was what was that all about, man? That was goal to the opposition. What the fuck?
But you've got it. Who's in charge of that? Do you know what I mean?
You don't delete it.
If it was muted, I'd be.
I'll have a large fish too.
Looking ahead to the weekend, boys, we've just heard as we've been recording this podcast that Rangers game against Motherwell
Saturday
has been moved from the Sunday to the Saturday.
Suits me, because I'm doing the kilt walk Sunday.
It's all worked out perfectly for Stephen Purden, and that's why they've done it, just so Stephen could watch it as he does the kilt walk on Sunday.
Yeah.
Motherwell have been rotten. Let's not beat around the bush. Motherwell have been rotten since Christmas time.
I still think the league's done right, but you still need to do everything to put out back.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Pressure.
And I was going to ask you that.
Celtic need to still earn it. This is the last five games. You can't just crumble and go and after all hard work in Europe.
You can't put all your eggs into the one basket, because all it takes is Rangers to beat us and us to lose another game.
Right? And you're still top.
We're still top. We have about fucking 14,000 goals.
Aye, exactly.
But you know who says we don't draw one of the other games?
You're going to Motherwell, Stephen Gray. You must be quite confident, especially with Motherwell's form at the moment, of coming away with.
Aye, they're getting the fucking top six through the back door. I still can't believe they made it into top six. Yeah. But aye, we should go there and we should take care of them. And then it's over to Celtic going to Dingwall, isn't it?
It is.
It's a difficult game.
Well, I mean, really Rangers obviously game. Showed that earlier
we
on.
We know that, Tom. Oh, we know that. Right, aye, so. Right. We need to make Celtic earn it. We need to go to Motherwell, get the result, and then it's over to Celtic to go to Dingwall.
It's going to be a difficult game. Mackay's getting them playing really well, and like I've taken them on my coupon a right few times, and they've never let me down yet. Any time I've picked them.
Why I take them this weekend then?
I want to come back though, Stephen. I want to come back. Obviously, you've just beat Celtic in the cup. Last week we were on Rangers Daffs. League's over. League's done. What have you? In fact, last week we were sitting doom and gloom. You know. And we said, what if we're sitting here next Monday?
I did say, if you wake up Monday morning, you're in the final of the Scottish Cup and you're in the semi-finals of Europa, it is a fucking great achievement. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. What are you going to ask? You're going to ask me about the league?
Is the confidence up? You two have said, league's over, done. Does that little confidence just give you a wee glimmer of hope, thinking we could go to Celtic Park, maybe get a result, maybe go to Ross County, they slip up there, they go to... You aren't at Tynecastle, Chris, are you? Is that Parkhead,
it's
is it?
Park, Celtic Park. We're away at Tannadice and at Dingwall.
Yeah.
We're away to Celtic and Hearts. We're away to Hearts in the league last the season before we play them in the Scottish Cup.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what Rangers do. If Celtic win their game, Celtic win the league. That's the bottom line.
Aye.
But you're not backing up a wee bit saying, well, maybe 80% they're going to win the league.
I still think it's done. As I said a minute ago, I think even if Celtic lose two games, they're still 450,585 goals ahead of us, man. So it's pretty hard to make up.
Amount of fans we took to Seville, innit? I need to boost, lad. So my Celtic Dafty is Hatate. And my Celtic rated is Hatate. All right, I'll catch you later on, lads.
Brilliant.
I need to go. Sorry, boys. I need to go.
Aye, Tull.
Come to you guys for the week. Rangers Daft rated and Rangers Dafty. Go for it.
Wow, this is hard this week. I don't know about you, Bob, because...
I'm going with Lundstrom.
Lundstrom. It's either for me Lundstrom or Bassey, but I reckon just for the heart, the desire, the fight, the fucking he just didn't stop on Sunday. Just the clips of him telling Bassey to get up off his ass and stop.
How many times you watched that clip?
Brilliant. It's been a while since we've had somebody in the middle going on like that. We've needed somebody like that, and he's obviously caught the bug. Just wee daft things, John, singing "I'll Bless You, Ibrox" all day. You think he gets it.
Aye, he does. So, and he's a close second though for me. Who's actually turned things around a wee bit the way he's been playing, and we are playing to his strengths. I think Roof's been really good, man. He has.
His tackle as well. Then when did he get booked for it? Was that the tackle he got booked for? I think he did get booked for it. Aye, and I'm just like, fuck it now.
Daft rated is Lundstrom. My Dafty's Ramsey.
Ramsey,
great. Just for popping up again.
I suppose it's got to be Ramsey, isn't it? There's literally nobody else. There's literally nobody in it. For Thursday night to Sunday, there's not one player I'd say a bad word about.
It's been a great week, man. Just need to keep it going, because you never know, man. We've all been through Helicopter Sunday, but I think 6 points with that bigger goal difference, I think, is just too much.
But I mean, as we said last week, Steve, we're sitting here recording last week, you're in the final of the Scottish Cup, you're in the semi-final of the Europa League. I mean, that's an incredible achievement.
But Celtic, I struggle to let my mind think that they're going to drop points, John, because I reckon quite a lot of their team on Sunday turned up thinking, Rangers have played 120 minutes, they've beaten them the last two games. They've probably not had the mindset that they've had the last two games. They've probably, unconsciously or subconsciously maybe thought that this game was going to be easier than what it turned out to be for them. So I still think they'll go and win the rest of the games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it for Celtic Daft versus Rangers Daft. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on the main pod this Friday, Football Daft. Couple of things going on. If you want to vote on our poll for the Football Daft Moment of the Week. By the way, it's a two-horse race at the moment between my choice. In fact, it's not even my choice. It's the listener's choice, Thistle or Doug, mate. Is currently in the lead with 54%, and Asked for the Large Fish is on 38%. Coach Trip, you're one. I came up with that. The thing.
The trip. Oh, that's good. That's quite a good
the
name.
Spanish coach tripping up the one of the players that's only got 5%. And
5%.
Aye, Grado's worst off. Kenny Shields shouldn't have told you that. Is only on 3% at the
moment. That's 2 weeks in a row, man. I've made an ass of that.
I know, I can't believe that. On the podcast, we'll talk about the VAR vote. We've got to talk about Rangers' European game because we didn't have the chance to talk about that today. And who's going to play Sean Maloney at Hibs? That's a shock. We'll get right into that on the main podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, hoping to catch up a biggest game in Scotland this weekend. Kilmarnock versus the Red Lichties.
Man, John, I am absolutely devastated I'm a Liverpool for that because obviously it's just down the road in at Rugby Park. All my pals are
is that Saturday?
Friday night.
Do you know what I mean? What a game, man. Like,
I'm going to get that 1-0 fast. I can't wait to watch
that. I can't wait. I'm just devastated I'm going to miss that because that'll be some game, man. I can't believe. Just hope we do it. I really hope we do it.
We're going to be hoping to catch up with Fermer. That is a big Fermer from
he's a commentator!
Aye!
That's brilliant, man.
For the Lichties Lads podcast is hopefully going to be joining.
Is he coming on Friday?
We're hoping to have him on a Football Daft Focus.
It's funny, man. Just funny.
Aye, so Grado's it'll be starstruck when Fermer comes on from the podcast, the Lichty Lads podcast. So hopefully he'll be on talking about Arbroath and you know could this be a bigger achievement than Leicester winning the league?
Let's talk about it in the main pod, it's like the counsellor on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's it. We're done for Celtic Daft versus Rangers Daft. We'll see you on Football Daft this Friday. Audio Frontier.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.